Today's podcast brought to you by Elders and Reinagard by Zoetis. Hello, everybody. Welcome. You're on the grill with Beef Central. My name is Kerry Lunigan, and of all the pursuits which make up the world of agriculture, there's little question the beef industry's king in celebrating and highlighting its success. Simply called and officially called a Beef Expo, but known throughout Australia simply as Beef, it's held every 3 years, and it appears to get bigger and better every time it's on. And it's with us once again, Beef 24, in Australia's beef capital, Rockhampton. Let's say hello to the bloke who puts it all together, or at least runs the team that puts it together, the chair of Beef 24, Bryce Cam. Bryce, welcome.
Great to be with you, Kerry.
Let's go back to Beef 21, which we all remember so well. COVID was, I understand, just about everywhere at the time, but it was really touch and go for a while, wasn't it, whether to go ahead and open the gates for day one?
Look, it really was. They're dark days to think back to, and thankfully we were so fortunate that we were able to host a highly successful Beef Australia 2021. I often joke with the team now. We had so much preparation about biosecurity plans around livestock and animals, given the nature of Beef Australia, but not so much around public biosecurity plans and human health. So that was a very steep learning curve, and thankfully, in terms of the local health authorities, both across the state and particularly the teams on the ground in Rockhampton worked really well to allow us to host Beef 2021. And it really was the board put the pause on through the year 2020. It was only at the end of November 2020, so less than or about 6 months out from opening the gates, that we hit the go button and pinned our ears back and got into it.
It really was an outstanding success after all, and you got through it without any incident at all relating to COVID, and the palpable relief that you expressed on the closing day. I'll never forget that.
People would say a lot of luck. I quite often say it was definitely a lot of good management and planning and hard work by the team at Beef Australia, but really was a great success to be able to host that event and demonstrate to the world. I think, the size and scale of an event to be hosted in a regional city like Rockhampton, just what we can do in those sort of areas when we put a mind to it.
Let's get the positive now and talk about Beef 24. First overseas visitors, hardly seen at all at Beef 21, but big bookings for this year, I understand?
Yeah, look, it's welcoming back our international visitors is a big part of the platform for Beef 24. Right since the first event back in 1988, the international program has always been a focal point of the Beef Australia Expos, and unfortunately we lost many of our friends and visitors from across the oceans being able to travel to the country in 21. So it's a big part of the program in 24, and excitedly over 500 registrations so far, with more coming in. I think the other big development that the team has been working on is Beef TV, which we launched for the first time in the event in 24, which will both live stream and produce a number of elements of the Beef Australia platform, and be able to promote that both here domestically, but a number of registrations to be able to view that around the world as well.
So Beef 24 will be able to be seen off-site all around the world.
Correct. Yeah. No. So it's been a great partnership. A couple of well-known identities with Lindsay Douglas and Andrea Carruthers coming on board to help produce that and promote it. But we're really excited about that new platform.
Now let's check some of the other attractions. The seminars. You have a lot of big names every day, and many of them many functions, breakfast, lunches, and dinners. They're already booked solid.
It's the first time that we have put tickets on sale quite so early. So tickets went on sale to the public in October last year with a resounding success in terms of uptake of that ticketing. I think in the first 20 minutes of tickets going on sale, there was something like $600,000 worth of revenue of tickets sold, which was quite extraordinary. But it's one of our learnings off the back of 21 to get the program, you know, developed earlier and out in front of the public for consumption. And so, look, you know, the beef expos have always had a feature of a lot going on through the week, and we have invested a lot in both the ticketing platform this time around and the website to really allow people to plan their week and the interest, both socially, education, and networking that they want to utilize while being at Beef. And look, I'm very pleased to say that the greater majority of our social programs have completely sold out, which is a great show of confidence of people, you know, widely around the Australian beef industry, but also about the excitement that is building for Beef Australia a few short months away.
A few short weeks away, indeed. I have to ask, because I've been asked several times, what happens if you want to try and book? Can you go on a waiting list for some of those popular events?
Look, we're not managing waiting lists for those, but there are a number of new events that, in terms of growing the offering and platforms, yep, that we have put on, and I'd encourage your listeners to jump on the Beef Australia website. There is still some of those newer events have tickets remaining, and that's a great way of people getting involved.
One event I put a line under, the Pitch in the Paddock competition, which looks a superb event this year.
It really is. So Pitch in the Paddock is I guess an opportunity for startup companies or concepts to get up on stage, and pitch their concept or business or idea, both to the crowd and a set of renowned judges. We've hosted the event twice now, and it really grew in popularity through 21. And so we're very excited to bring Pitch and Paddock back. I think it's a great opportunity to really showcase some of the innovation and great ideas and entrepreneurial minds that we have here in the Australian beef industry, and to give them some great exposure. So we're really excited about that.
Bryce, is that something like Shark Tank, where would-be entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to people who are already involved in the business and try and get perhaps funding for it? Is that how it goes?
100%. So effectively, that's really the concept that we're replicating. And great to have both some really successful business people, and a rocky local in Bevan Slattery, well known for his success in the IT and tech world. He came back to Rocky in 21 to judge this Pitch in the Paddock. It was his first time that he'd been to a beef event, and again, he's coming back in 24. He had such a great time and was able to support some of those pitching businesses, which is just exciting to see.
I noticed there's an entry pitching magic meat powder. Do you know anything about that, or do we have to wait and see?
I'm probably not across the deal.
Magic meat powder, these. Bryce, the Butcher's Challenge. What are we about to see here? We're going to see some very clever butchers with very, very sharp knives carving up a carcass or something like that?
Yeah, look, this is another exciting addition to the program. So we will be hosting, for the first time, the World Butchers Challenge at Beef Australia. And so this will be, I guess, the warm-up for that, for what will be the 2025 Global Challenge to be hosted in France. For a long time, the nose to tail or carcass breakdown dinner has been a really popular event at Beef Australia, as has the Celebrity Chef program. And so what this element is really giving exposure to those up and coming Australian butchers. That's an important part of our wider sector and beef community, and really throwing them out on stage. Some really entertaining people involved in that, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the program.
Time for a break. You're on the grill with Beef Central. We're talking about Beef 24. It's coming up in Rocky very, very soon. Breathe easy with Rhinogard, the only single-dose intranasal vaccine for control of IBR in your cattle. Get in control of bovine respiratory disease, that's BRD, before it begins. Just deliver a single intranasal spray of Rhinogard for rapid IBR control and add a single dose of BoviShield MH1 for protection against pneumonia. For rapid protection against MH and IBR in your wieners and pre-feedlot cattle, breathe easy with Bovershield and Rhinocut. Available from your local vet today.
For over 180 years, Elders has proudly been supporting Australian livestock producers. Elders supports your business across the production cycle with more than 350 livestock agents, access to specialist livestock advice and auction services. Draw on our established relationships to buy and sell commercial and stud livestock across domestic and international markets. Enjoy Del Credere guaranteed payments when you sell with Elders. Livestock funding also available, subject to approval. Elders, for Australian agriculture.
Welcome back. You're on the grill with Beef Central talking to Bryce Cam. He's the boss of Beef 24. It's on in Rocky very, very soon. Bryce, there, the carbon game, carbon credits, carbon sequestration. There's a bit of a focus on this at Beef this time?
I guess for a long time, the vision of Beef Australia has been to hold an event that reflects the long-term sustainability of the Australian beef industry. And I think it would be remiss of our program not to have some focus and feature around carbon, given the wider discussions across the globe, but particularly here in the Australian beef industry context. So it will be a growth or addition to the area around the Ken Coombs Tech Yard, which was an innovation in Beef Australia 2021. We will grow what is being called the Carbon Corner, a whole section that really focuses on those companies that are working in this wider carbon and sustainability space. We're proud to be supporting and bringing that exposure to the wider beef industry.
Yeah, so Carbon Corner in the tech department, one of my favourite areas of beef has always been the tech area. Big jump last time. So another rise in numbers this year, perhaps?
Yeah, so off the back of actually pulling that into its own precinct for the first time in 2021 and naming that after our inaugural chairman, Ken Coombs, OAM, we had a lot of positive feedback about that. So the Beef Australia team has invested more into this. We're building a purpose-built hocker back in the main part of the grounds, really putting a feature and expanding that tech area. Now, right since 1988, the Beef Expos have always featured new innovations and products and techniques coming to the Australian beef sector. But I think having a precinct that really focuses and features on that has allowed us to generate more interest and bring a wide array of exhibitors that probably wouldn't have traditionally come to Beef Australia. The other part that the board is also confident and pleased to deliver is a whole space of startups in that tech precinct. So again, companies that are newer to market in this ag tech space that are getting up and going and supporting them in being able to come to Beef Australia and exhibit their wares and talk to producers.
One of the very, very important aspects of beef has always been the social side of things. And Bryce, I can recall in the early days of beef, you could not get a decent steak at Beef or perhaps anywhere in Rockhampton at the time, but that has completely changed. There's now, in fact, a meat street and a barbecue precinct on site.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've heard many people, reminisce about the earlier days and probably the sad state of some of the culinary exhibits at previous events. It's something in an event that's named Beef Australia, absolutely we should be showcasing some of the very best of Australia's produce. That's something the event has done for a very long time, but also demonstrating the wide versatility and array of ways in which people can enjoy high-quality Australian beef. And so there's a number of pieces around that. The celebrity chef program, again, Iron Chef, John Giraud, global big name chefs coming back to support that program. But also just that daily fair with an estimated over 120,000 people planning to attend across the 5 days of Beef Australia. It's a lot of meals, a lot of kilos of beef. And that's the element of bringing in Meat Street and the barbecue precinct to really push out more availability of different styles of cuts and product. And so it's been a really competitive process of companies pitching to be involved in that, to promote brands and various cooking techniques. So, yeah, the team at Beef, we're really excited on that public holiday on the Monday to open that up and really, really welcome the ride of Rockhampton and Capricorn region through the gates, particularly in the afternoons and evenings to come and try some of the great cuisine on offer.
And named after one of the great figures of beef in Australia, let alone Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely that Graham Acton Way, that street where that'll be hosted. Graham was an icon of the industry, but also a very big supporter of Beef Australia. So it'll be great to see that celebration.
And, of course, it would not be a beef show without stud cattle. The beef blue ribbons out of Rocky are always very coveted. How are the entries this year?
Really strong. So I guess back in 21, the board and the team took the view of bringing the stud cattle and genetics precinct back onto the main showgrounds. We invested an immense amount of money in building infrastructure in terms of stalling and temporary tents for massive hockers to house the best cattle genetics from around Australia. And I'm really pleased to report that they are record numbers of stud entries and breeds that are coming to the event in 2024. I think it's a clear demonstration that every 3 years, the beef cattle in capital in Rockhampton and Beef Australia is really the focal point of the best of the best in terms of beef genetics across the country. And I'm sure the whole nation and stud genetic eyes from around the world will be focused as we crown, the supreme exhibits at the end of the judging week.
Bryce, you've travelled a lot, especially recently. How does beef compare with similar types of beef shows overseas in our big rival countries that are export?
I think it's one of the features of this program. Beef sent some trips to other, expos and fairs, focused around agriculture and beef around the world. And I think from my perspective, Beef Australia really does focus across the whole supply chain of the beef industry, right from the product, right through to the conception of the genetics. And right around the nation. That's one of our big focal points. I think the second point is really the expansion of involving the whole beef community. And I know when I travel, right around the country in particular, people from all walks of life are excited to talk about Beef Australia, are excited to be coming for their first time in 2024. Even people that really, have to really stretch the bro to talk about their involvement in the Australian beef sector. But one thing for sure, supporting and developing regional Australia and the enjoyment of really high quality Australian beef, I think is something that everyone can get behind, and that's something that the team at Beef Australia is very conscious about, is ensuring we welcome everyone through the gates.
Now, you've upped the entertainment level. You've got the Queensland Chamber Orchestra on location.
Off the back of 21, we thought it was important to invest, in a cultural program around the event. We truly believe that Beef Australia is an iconic Australian event that everyone should come at least to once in their lives. And telling the stories of this sector and the people and the fabric of it are really important. So off the back of a highly successful program with Opera Queensland in 2021, we've partnered with another proud Queensland power in Camerata, who will be coming and being a feature of the program.
And I just see the special schools day, 4,500 young kiddies registered to come to to Beef. 4,500?
This is one of the parts that really is my vice proudest. The growth of the schools and education program at Beef Australia is, I think, off the charts. So it's really exciting. Kids, schools from right across the country coming, and I think in terms of the 300-kilometre radius of Rockhampton itself, every school in that region is coming and being a part of the program. I know a tiny little school down where I'm based on the Darling Downs at Quinlow State School. They are taking their whole school. Granted, it's only 27-odd kids, but they're all off to Beef Australia, and I think that speaks a lot about the confidence in this great sector and the excitement of young people full of enthusiasm coming and being a part of the spectacle that is Beef.
Well, good luck ringing them around the Beef site. I reckon that'll be something to see. 4,500 kiddies in the one day. Now, Beef 2024, Bryce, 6th to the 10th of May. Last-minute bookings, what's the best advice? Go to the website, perhaps?
Absolutely. I think we're, a few short weeks away, but the program is on the site. There's still tickets absolutely available to come and be a part of it. There's a number of social functions and definitely the whole education program, seminars and symposiums that are on sale. Yeah. So I'd encourage people to head to the website and get involved.
And you will get a good feed on location as well, won't you, this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bryce Cam is the boss of Beef 2024. Good luck. Good luck in the days ahead.
Great. Thanks so much, Kerry. We can't wait to see you at Beef at Rocky.
And thank you for joining us. Until next time, I'm Kerry Lonigan. This has been the Weekly Grill, brought to you by Elders and Rhinogard by Zoetis.